Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eat, Pray, Thought podcast. This is episode 11, entitled Come As You Are by the one and only Brandy.
Come on, vocals.
Was Candy.
Y'all, the vocals must stop. This is Savoy. I am your head doctress, as well as your number one thought ally. Once again, this is episode 11, Come As You Are by Brandy. As everyone knows, I title my episodes before the episode, because I just, whatever speaks to my spirit. Come As You Are is like one of my favorite Brandy deep cuts.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, it's a good track because it's like all about, like, you know, being young and how you act when you're young, and then, you know, trying to discover love, and then how you become once you become an adult and get your life together, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm Team Brandy, so
come on, Team Brandy.
I'm with it.
I will always have a special place in my heart for Brandy, although she does some fuck shit sometimes. Ooh. But we won't talk about that today, because that's not what we're here to discuss. So anyways, I apologize. I just wanted to do a quick apology. I am sorry for the 3-week break. I had to go to LA this past week because I had to make money moves. It was very...
She don't dance now.
I make money moves.
Hey, hey.
So that was my trip to LA. I was there for a week. I'm exhausted as fuck. I just got back into New York yesterday. But anyways, it's not about me. It is about our guest. This is a first for Eat, Pray, Thought. You know, we have had many guests, but we've never had a duo.
Oh, what's up,
everybody? Welcome, Daryl and Ant.
Hello.
Come on, applause.
Okay.
We're here.
We're queer.
Okay, in the building.
One of my favorite couples. You know.
Oh, thank you.
You know, top five, maybe top three.
Oh.
Top two, but not number two. Okay.
I cannot. Just to give you a little quick background. First of all, I've known Daryl for almost 6 years. It'll be 6 years in June.
Oh, my God.
I met him when, you know, we were at Whip when we met.
And Greenhouse.
Because
we started at Greenhouse that night, and then we went to Whip.
Yeah, we went to Whip. We were young thotties.
Yeah.
Not really.
We didn't know.
I
didn't know you was gonna be a head thoughtress one day.
I didn't know either.
But here we are.
Look how time has passed.
Look at that. You manifested that.
Okay.
So Daryl is the producer of the Oprah Rose podcast.
Yes.
As well as the creator of Turn Up Your Brightness and a young Matthew Knowles / Kris Jenner in the making.
Kris Jenner. Yeah.
Okay.
But Matthew Knowles was before her. He set the blueprint for Kris.
Yeah,
let's
but
be clear.
They still love Kris.
Yeah, this Matthew Knowles does fuck shit now. So. Yeah.
Okay, well.
He's trash.
Yeah, no.
But I appreciate
prior,
it.
Prior yes. to the fuck yes, shit. Yes, prior yes, to the yes, fuck yes, shit. Yes. And then Ant is a lifestyle vlogger. What is the actual title of the blog? Because I know you did a Sessions with 665.
Yeah, so the actual title is Sessions with 66.
Okay, Sessions with 66.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's titled.
Okay. And you're a model as well. Come on, model. Come on, model. A young male Naomi.
Okay.
And then also, hands down, the best IG stories curator known to man.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yes, like I always have me dying laughing.
I laugh so, at my own. Like, I literally be cracking up laughing at my own.
So, yeah, this is Daryl and Ant. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. You know, any fun facts? Anything y'all want to tell us collectively? You know.
Well, you did a good introduction.
Yeah, that was a great introduction.
Yeah, look, I think you kind of laid the groundwork, if you will.
I love hearing about myself.
Okay, can't hear enough about it. If I were to say anything about myself, my biggest thing right now is turn up your brightness. Okay. If you have any florals, any photos that you want to send, just tag me in it. Tag turn up your brightness. Spring, summer is coming up. So whatever you see, whatever flowers you see, send them my way. I will repost. I will post it on my story. I just love florals. I think that you can find beauty in everything. And like, yeah, just continue sending me the photos.
Okay.
Turn up your brightness.
Okay.
Yeah. And my focus is my vlog. I'm all about it. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And if any YouTubers out there want to collab, holla at you. boy.
Ow.
Yeah. All right. Ow. You were like, tell us. Money. Right. You was like, tell us about yourselves.
Let's plug it. YouTube money. That's what
it's like. Give a plug as you will.
Word of bag.
Come as you are. So before we get into questions, how long have you guys been together? I know, but
I'll
tell
let Anthony
guess.
Answer.
Oh my gosh! So it varies depending on who you ask. Most people don't know we dated in the '90s.
Not the '90s.
So we dated for a year in the past, like maybe like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2008, 2009.
Yeah, so we dated for a year. I don't count that year, Daryl does.
I count so. That year. Like, it matters.
So, it varies. But we have been together for almost...
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
But now. I would say almost 5 years.
Okay. 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you don't count the year, Ant? the initial
the
meet.
Shade starts early. We don't count that first... Well, don't I don't count wait. That...
Oh,
okay. Now look, we said it
so. First of all, I want to be clear that there is Hennessy,
yes,
Henny, and apple
and
juice.
We've had lots of mimosas
and mimosas before this. So I am sober, but
it's Sunday fun day.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So
once again, why don't you consider this?
So I don't count that year because we both were very young and we were trying to figure things out and we were not serious about being in a relationship.
Okay.
So we're at a much better place now, and we are serious, and we have goals, and we are moving forward in our relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just going to ask you to do one thing for me, baby. You keep looking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want you to stay on the mic.
Oh, oh, lips to the mic.
Lips to the mic. Hey.
Oh, I told you this is my first podcast.
I know. That's why. That's why I'm here.
I'm a virgin to this.
Come on, virgin.
I wish I could see you.
I'm sure that's the first time you've had a virgin up in here.
But. No, I don't think so. Oh. I think I've had virgins before.
Oh, okay.
You're not the first.
In what respect?
Hello. Mainly blog podcast virgins only. I had a virgin on the show. Ideas. Uh-oh. Okay,
hello,
so
producer over
that's
Rocha.
A good idea.
Come on,
though.
Come on. Yeah, right. So, as y'all may or may not know, I give the guest the opportunity to pick which section they would like to begin with, either eat, pray, or thought. Mm-hmm. So, how would y'all like this to begin?
Oh, well, today's Sunday, so you know.
On Let's Sunday, start with pray. Pray. Let's get the boring stuff out the way. It's like, no. Hey. Let's start with pray. It's the Hennessy. Sorry.
Okay. Guys. Hey. All right.
Or
so,
because we just came from eating.
Pray.
Okay. We'll start with pray. All right. So I will ask. I'll start with Daryl and okay. Then I'll move the Ant. Okay. And then y'all can switch off however y'all want to.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what is your passion? And what has been the journey to finding it?
Mm. So I would say in 2017, I went on this mission to find out like what my passion was, what was my purpose, if you will. I've talked about it before with like a lot of my friends and being like very open because a part of finding that passion and that purpose was kind of listening to what people were saying that I should be doing or like different things where I should be getting into. I'm very open to like different ideas, different careers, different paths. So I spent 2017 on like, what is my purpose? What is my passion? And you know, it's funny enough, things kind of fell into my lap with opening up myself to trying to figure that out. So once I, you know, started producing for the Oprah Rose show, I started doing some creative direction as far as like some different photo shoots. I even worked with Anthony on some photo shoots and we've been doing some good content together. You know, kind of just opening up that dialogue, if you will, to being able to tell people, I am looking to find out what my passion is. I am looking to find out my purpose and praying about it and having conversations with myself and my friends. So I kind of recommend for people to do that. If you are listening to the show and you are trying to figure out your passion or your purpose, you know, just talk to people around you. Don't be afraid because we're all just figuring this thing out. And so what I figured out was, you know, I love directing. I love being a part of a project and being able to see it from end to end. And people around me actually liked that and they actually like listened and they thought that my ideas worked and they are working. So now I'm kind of like owning and honing those those different skills, if you will. So if you listen to the Oprah Rose show, we had an episode called The Year of the Slash and I was just saying that on that episode that, you know, I can be a producer, I could be a director, I could be a manager, I could be all those different things. You don't have to box yourself into one category. So the journey's ongoing. It will continue to go, and I'm happy with it now, you know, just opening up myself to know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your passion and what has been your journey to?
So my journey is all about finding what makes me happy. And that is my process. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to find what makes me happy, what excites me, what I'm here to do. And that's what I'm working on. And so for me, happiness is traveling. Happiness is being happy with my man. Happiness is doing what I love to do, which is vlogging right now. And so that's really what I'm focused on, the things that make me happy. And just being in the moment and being like present as well, because I feel like in New York, people get so caught up on what they're here to do, what they have to do, how they're going to secure the bag. And I'm just content with being here and being present and being happy in this moment.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now we're just going to keep on going. Y'all have been together for over 4 years. So what's the secret?
Ooh. What's the secret sauce? So I would say the secret sauce really is, you know, as funny as it, or not as funny, as layman's as it sounds, it's communication.
Okay.
You know, if I do something fucked up, he gonna tell me about it.
Hell yeah.
Vice versa. So it's more so like you know, I had a really bad habit, and I'll be transparent without giving a lot. I really had a bad habit of like not saying enough when I like, you know, if something was wrong, I wouldn't bring it up to kind of like avoid a confrontation, if you will. Okay. But like, you can't do that. Like, you have to talk. Like, if something's bothering you, it's going to show. You're with this person all the time. You love this person. Like, so I would say like the secret
sauce.
You're
Gemini, right? Sorry.
No, Gemini's my,
we're both
my moon sign. Okay. I'm a Cancer.
Two emotional ass Cancers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Different kind of emotions, though.
Yeah. I'm June. He's July.
Mm.
But yeah, the secret sauce, if you will, is talking. You gotta talk. Like, talking is not saying hello, how's your day. Talking is like, oh, that was your day, like, how do you feel? Okay, when you did this, it made me feel this way. Yeah.
So I think the secret is to doing things together, but also doing things apart. So we do a lot together. We work together for our creative outlets. We do all of our projects together. Daryl's like my low-key manager. So we do a lot of that together. Chris Jenner in the building. But we do a lot together. We cook together. We fuck together. We work together. We do all these things together. But we also do a lot apart. Like, we have separate lives too. Like, he has friends, I have friends. And so we do a lot apart. So I think there's a good balance where you do enough together, but then there's also times when you miss each other.
Yeah. But you have to miss each other.
And you don't get tired of each other either.
You got to miss each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, take vacations with your friends.
Yeah.
Your man, take vacations.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Like,
it's
we're
fine.
About to take separate vacations, yeah, but then we love a vacation together.
Yeah. Like, it's not a thing to book a trip with your friends. It's like, go. Like, enjoy.
Like, being I had my own life before you.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
I cannot with y'all. So what would you say is the best quality about the other person?
Oh, this one's funny. Like, I can be a very boring person. Like you said, his IG stories are like hilarious. That's him in real life. Like, the IG stories. Really, yeah, like the IG stories are just kind of like other people acting it out and he's just reposting it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Anthony's like hilarious. Like, I'm boring, so he's the grandma. Comedic grandma. He's the comedic relief to my grandma-isms, if you will. But it's a balance. You got to have that balance. Both of you can't be funny, then nothing serious.
And so I love about Daryl, I love that he is very supportive and motivating, and he's always encouraging me and pushing me, even when I don't want to do it. Like, even like today, he's like, grab the camera, let's vlog today. And I'm just like...
And here we are, vlogging.
And so he's always pushing me to do the things that I should be doing. And so I appreciate the support.
Oh, yes.
So supportive, baby. Aww. Oh, my God.
I cannot. All right, let's not get too mushy. This is the Eat, Pray, Thigh podcast.
Okay.
We did pray first. We get
the
mushy out the way.
Yeah, we did start with pray. We did.
We're getting the mushy out the way.
We did.
I love the mushy. This is so cute.
So what made y'all talk to each other again? Because y'all had the first year situation, and then y'all came back to, you know, back together. So what made
What made y'all decide to give it another try?
Rome. His name is Rome. Yes. He's our very good friend. He's actually getting married to his partner. Shout out to them.
Their weddings.
It'll be
June.
Our first gay wedding.
Yeah.
But oh Rome, my God. Your first gay wedding?
Our first gay wedding.
They're magical.
Yeah.
Aw.
You've been to one?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
One of my GBF. Oh, and his husband got married.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
But I love Rome that. Him and his husband. Wow, yeah. I love that. You don't hear that enough.
Exactly.
You want to hear that? Okay. That's what we're getting at? You ready? So Rome brought us back together. Rome is our mutual friend. Shout out to Rome. Rome is our mutual friend, and he invited us both out to a happy hour, unbeknownst to us.
In D.C.
We did not know each other would be there.
No.
And it was like a surprise.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had no idea I was moving to New York. So it was like the stars aligned. We went to happy hour. And then like a month later, I was like, I'm moving to New York. Do you want to be my friend and hang out? And it kind of went from there.
Yeah. It's literally like he moved to New York, had no idea he was moving to New York. And we went on a date the first week he got here. And like, here we are. That's how that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first year matters because it kind of helped.
I love Daryl brought it back. So the first year matters.
Because it was helpful the second time around.
No, you were so different the first year. You were like a different person.
Totally different person. Yeah.
Yeah.
New York changed me.
I know.
For the better or for the worse.
For the worse.
It's debatable.
Depending on the day.
Well, I mean, let's keep this in perspective. You're from Baltimore, so...
What does that have to do with
rough around the edges?
Oh my God, it's always
Baltimore's rough around the edges.
What's the next question?
Next case.
I love B-more. I love everything. I just want to put it out there.
It's always for
I love B-more too.
And I love DC as well.
Hey.
What's up, Milwaukee?
Ill Mill to the day I motherfucking die, son. Milwaukee, Mill. Stand up.
I'm sorry. Out. Wait, what? You said Ill Mill?
Ill Mill to the Mill. Day I wow. die.
That's a real thing.
That's what y'all say out there.
I mean, it was like a long time ago. Oh. We don't call it that no more.
Cause y'all y'all got rappers out there or something.
Like who's from Milwaukee?
Tank's from Milwaukee.
Ooh,
Rico Love.
Okay,
if it was not for Rico, a lot of some people, you know, the Motivation by Kelly Rowland would have never been here, as well as multiple songs.
A hit that stick go, like grits.
Go. Who else is from Milwaukee? There's one more person that I'm like forgetting.
Well, you're from Milwaukee. So.
The head doctress.
I actually love that name.
Whenever
I see you, I'm always like head doctress.
Head doctress.
That's amazing.
So what past baggage did y'all come into the relationship with that y'all had to kind of let go to make this partnership work?
So
deep questions today.
I came into the partnership perfect.
Lies.
Without baggage. So I'll let Daryl answer this.
You actually didn't come with baggage.
I know.
Oh, really? Okay.
He didn't. Hello? No, he didn't come with baggage.
I apologize. I said lies.
He didn't actually come with any. He came with already knowing relationships. And I think that's where my baggage came, because I came without knowing relationships.
Yeah.
Because before we were together, I was single for 6 years. And the 6 years before that, I was 21. So now I'm in this relationship with somebody, and like, I'm grown at this point. My last one, I was like in undergrad. Yeah, I was in college. So for me, the baggage was more so like really trying to figure out who I am at the same time as like being in a relationship with somebody. And so, you know, you don't understand that your upbringing sometimes has kind of like filters into your relationship until you figure it out.
We're going deep.
Yeah, it's true. That was my, and so I feel like even finding that out and figuring out myself initially was my baggage, and I didn't even know I had it until you kind of like peel the onion back, if you will.
Okay.
But we're past that.
This
has
not fixed my life.
We're past that now.
You're getting real deep.
Well, you know, this is the prey section. It's supposed to get deep.
Section. Yeah.
This is the prey section. So, you know,
I'm laying a little breadcrumbs. Yeah. You know, I ain't going too deep.
Okay.
Not deep in the gut.
I was like with my tear of white nails just now, like breadcrumbs with my white nails.
With the nails clicking.
So, last prey question. When y'all first moved in together, like, what was the biggest adjustment? Because how long have y'all been? So, y'all been together 4 years, but y'all been living together, what about?
2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Daryl had already moved all of his shit into my bachelor pad that I had.
I had a drawer. So, I had multiple drawers. Yeah. I started with one. And
so
he
was already spending a lot of time at my house. Like, I felt like we were in a long distance relationship because he was in Brooklyn and I was in Harlem, and I was just like, listen, I have a child. And by child, I mean my dog, Oliver. But I was like, I cannot keep coming to Brooklyn with Oliver, so you need to come to Harlem. And so eventually, Daryl just started moving his stuff in my place. So it was kind of like he was already living there.
Yeah, because if you know anything about the G train, it's a mm-hmm. distance up to the west side of Harlem, like the deep west.
Don't know her.
So I used to have to take the G to the L to the 2 Never to the 1. That was a real thing. Let me repeat that. The G to the L to the 2 to the 1. And so I was like, yeah, I'm moving my shit up there. Like, it's not a... Yeah. I used to have a little duffel bag.
So
like,
moving in was not an adjustment for us. Yeah, like, it was pretty
simple. So there was no, like little ticks or anything? Like,
no. We have a good system. Like, we don't have any issues.
Okay.
Yeah. I cook. He cleans. We both take care of my child. He keeps it nice in there. He brings flowers and cleans up.
Yeah, I make it look nice.
It's like a good system.
Your apartment is very nice. And always very clean.
It was a collaboration. Every piece in the house was selected by both of us. No. It was selected by the both of us. Each piece, even to the photos.
Next case.
It's hilarious, bruh. All right, so we're done. Yay. Would you like to go to eat or thought?
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Okay, yeah. So we'll go to eat.
Niggas love to eat.
Okay.
So we'll just start simple.
No problem.
A lot of things. Sometimes it's my ass, but
I mean, hi.
But anyways, that's
ass
not,
is always
once
on
again
the menu.
Today. Always on
always
the menu.
Always on the menu.
Especially if you at Cafe Savoy.
Ooh.
always. The prime.
I love it. Is Cafe Savoy a buffet?
No, never.
No, okay. Never.
This is a la carte. This is fine dining.
Ooh,
over
fine
here.
Dining. Do you need a reservation?
Always.
Oh,
always.
She must be French then. Oh,
yeah.
Because Cafe threw me off.
Yeah. No.
It's French.
You always need a. Don't just pop up at Savoy's house.
Okay.
Because you'll have a problem.
Okay, cool.
But I've never actually, now I thought about it, I've never had a dude just pop up at my house.
Really?
No. But also the niggas I fuck with are fuck niggas. So anyway,
okay.
we gonna talk about the one who wouldn't take
like
off his hoodie.
Oh,
we gonna get into him on the side. Yeah, no, I listened.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Niggas not taking that hoodie off.
Oh, baby, we gonna get.
What kind of hood boy shit is that?
Yeah. We'll talk about that in that section.
We gonna get to that, boo.
So is there any? So just before we even get into the eat section, who is there anyone in particular who takes the lead?
In
the kitchen?
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. That would be
me, Anthony.
Okay.
6'6" Poppy. Oh, yeah. I am the chef.
Okay. So what is your favorite meal to make for Daryl?
Ooh, my favorite meal to make. Well, Daryl loves my teriyaki salmon.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, he loves
it. It is the
best salmon.
Yeah.
I like specifically asked for it.
It's pretty bomb. Like, I make my own sauce and, you know, I does my thing in the kitchen.
It's so good.
Yeah. Just fuck it up.
You know. But we do cute shit together. Like, we've made sushi together. We do a nasty stuffed shrimp. No, stuffed chicken
stuffed
together.
Chicken.
Yeah. So we do a lot of cooking together as well.
Do you remember your first meal you ever made for dinner?
It was together. Whatever the first one was,
yeah.
It was together. I just don't remember exactly what it was.
Because
we used to do the cute thing in the beginning where we would cook
together.
Yeah,
we were like, oh, let's look up a recipe, babe.
And let's like cook together.
Let's cook it together.
I mean, granted, he would do most of the cooking, but that's where we figured out who was the stronger.
Like, we was literally like on BuzzFeed, like looking at recipes, like, oh my God, let's cook this tonight.
Sending emails back and forth. Like,
it was so cute, though.
It was.
We don't do that shit no more.
No, it's very much like, all right, we do a meal prep on Tuesday.
Meal prep. You want pizza? Nigga, let's get pizza.
We ain't got time for all that shit.
Yeah. But my favorite thing to make for you is shrimp and grits.
Yes, you do.
You're the only one I made shrimp and grits for. My
That's
sister will always like respond to his story like, oh, Daryl ain't never make me shrimp and grits.
Ooh.
No, they're game changing. They're so good.
Like,
and I actually don't know how to make shrimp and grits, so it works that you do. Oh, you also make a good turkey burger too.
Oh, yeah, that's my mama. That's my mama's recipe.
Shout out to mama.
Yeah.
Shout out to mom.
That's my mama.
Hopefully, she's not listening. Don't want to hear the thought section. Oh.
Hopefully, child. Is this on Facebook? You know, she's.
No, I don't. I usually don't put them on Facebook.
Mamas love Facebook.
Mama do.
I got my
they
mom
do.
Blocked on mine.
Oh, I don't even. What is Facebook?
My mama actually tried to friend me, but then I actually deleted her Facebook because she's like, I don't like this shit. And I was like, good, because you wasn't going to be my friend.
Bye, girl.
Delete.
Sis, come
delete
on.
Delete, erase, unfollow.
So last question of the eat section. Okay. Do y'all remember like the first restaurant y'all went to or like it?
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
We do.
We went on our first date. We this was back in the cute days.
Back in the 90s.
Let's meet up. And so we, our first day, we went to Italy in Flatiron.
Yeah.
So I think it's like 23rd and 6th or 20-something and 6th. You know, we like walked around the market. You know, you can taste the different wine and cheese.
Yeah.
We went to the various different stations. Because at first we wanted to do like a cooking class, but not realizing that we had to like book it way in advance.
Not realizing I was already a chef. So.
And that as well. Like, don't even need a cooking class.
I mean, I could teach the cooking class.
Okay. And so we made reservations at this restaurant upstairs. It's a rooftop restaurant.
Yeah. And it was like a beer garden. It was so cute and romantic. And we took pictures. And
yeah. The name is called Beta. That's the name of the restaurant.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
It's facts.
Okay. It's an Italian restaurant on the rooftop. Yeah, they have like a retractable roof. And at this time, it was the beginning of September. So it was still a little nice out. Like, I remember we didn't have jackets on. We just had, we were coming from work. So it was nice, yeah.
And then I made you go to Times Square after, and you hate Times Square.
Oh, I hate Times Square. But you didn't know. You just moved here.
Everybody does. I had just moved here, and I was like, oh my God, the lights is so beautiful.
We actually have the photo on our page. I still have it on Instagram where it's like, the caption was, he loves Times Square, and I think your caption was, he hates Times Square.
Yeah. We was dropping hints like that back then.
We was dropping hints, but no one put it together at that time. No one put it together.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now we're gonna go into the dissection.
I'm sorry to the listeners, you guys can't see us, but Savoy has been laughing the whole time eat section of this episode. I'm glad this has been funny.
This has been hilarious. So
we haven't even got to the good shit yet.
So we're about to go into the dissection, which is usually everyone's favorite section.
We love a good thought.
I have waited for this moment.
So we'll just start with the question that, you know, people probably want to know.
Ooh.
Especially if they seen y'all on Instagram.
Oh gosh.
Because you know the girls like to know.
I know.
Wait, what is this question about?
You know what it
I'm
is.
I'm nervous. I'm sweating.
So is it who's the top, who's the bottom? Ooh. Or do y'all switch off, aka team verse?
What would you think? What's your guess?
Sips Henny.
I know you, so that's not fair. So
do you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know what Daryl used to tell the girls.
What did he used to tell the girls?
Okay,
clear the air now.
Go ahead.
Not in regards to you, but he was always just like he preferred to be on top.
Go ahead, keep talking. Don't mind him.
That sound like
skirt. He preferred to be on top. And then I think one time we had a discussion about being more feminine bottom.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. I mean, more feminine top.
Right. And people are assuming.
Yeah, and what that journey is, which I actually I would have
that's
to say
journey.
You was topping the girls.
So I would have to say, I would have to say some of the best sex I've had as of recently has been with more because I like trade.
You like the trade.
You like what?
I tend to like the trade. I tend to like the trade, but I'm changing.
Like trades, what? Like ghetto gays?
Or like no, like just the more like more like super hyper masculine.
But they're still gay. Like they're not fucking women too.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Mm.
So what? Well, hey, I don't know. Maybe they were. I don't know. I don't care. They ain't in my life no more. But nonetheless,
wait. So you're down to mess with a guy that dates men and women? At this point.
If he's upfront about it?
Yeah, if he's upfront about it, it depends on like if he's upfront about it. I mean, I've had a lot of the first dude I ever kissed liked girls, or at least said he liked girls. I don't know what that nigga like now, but
I mean,
trash.
I think we all have messed with a dude that like messed with guys and girls in the past, but like now present day.
But if you're bi like bisexual.
Okay, so you're into the bi.
I mean, I have not dated anyone as of recently who is bi,
but you're open to it.
Well, what was the one in the hoodie? Was he bi or was he straight?
Okay, so the wedding
because it's this hoodie one.
Okay, so if anyone listened to episode 10 with XD, which by the way is our most streamed episode, thank y'all did that. Y'all fucked the game up on that episode. Shout out to XD. So I had my first real hookup, quotation marks,
okay,
air quotes,
yeah,
because basically I met someone on Tinder. We exchanged numbers, we exchanged photos, we made an arrangement for him to come
Sorry,
over.
What photo did you send?
Oh, you know, I got a few aspics that I sent. Yeah. But also, that's a weird thing, because as a bottom, I just always take aspics, but also, like, just being completely honest, like, my dick is pretty average, so I don't really take dick pics like that. But lately, yeah.
Angles, baby, angles.
Well, I mean, I ain't like, let me be clear, it ain't small, it's average.
Safari will be
average. Okay, I ain't Safari. I want to be very clear, I ain't Safari, because I don't want nobody, you know, I'm average, you know.
So the ass go off.
The ass doesn't necessarily go off, but you know, I do my squats now.
You work with
now.
What you got.
I work
know?
With what
and
I got.
You find a good
I mean,
angle.
The ass is tight, most importantly.
Okay.
Very
That's
tight.
Important.
I've actually told it from a few that it's almost too tight sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've had that complaint.
Ooh, that's not a complaint.
But for the one particular, because usually it takes a little work
okay,
to get
Okay, back
in.
To hoodie.
Okay. It takes a little work back to get hoodie. In. sorry. Well, y'all asked. So back to
no,
hoodie.
Daryl did.
yeah, I asked.
Wait, y'all didn't even answer the question.
Like, well, how tight
before we got into the hoodie, before we get into so anyways.
Oh yeah, we deviated.
Y'all deviated.
Yeah.
So answer the question.
What was the question?
Who's the top? Who's the bottom? Or is it team versus and do y'all often switch off?
Yeah, we so get it's into a versatile hoodie? Relationship.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's also a key as well to a relationship. I feel like you can't.
Yeah, I definitely
one.
Think you have to compromise in a relationship.
Yeah. You gotta switch it up.
We gotta switch it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cute. Do you say, would you say one does more topping or bottoming than the other?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd never guess.
Ooh.
I'm not letting you know.
You're not letting
No.
Come on.
Maybe like a 60-40 or maybe 70-30.
Okay, that's cute.
Sure.
There's
Next case.
Okay, so back to hoodie. So anyways, the young man was 25. He had the dick of Mr. Marcus.
Okay.
And y'all know Mr. Marcus' dick is very nice. So he came over. We talked for about an hour. And then we got to work and he just wouldn't take off his hoodie until I got a little bit of cum on the hoodie, on like the sleeve of
it. Wait, y'all were fucking and he kept the hoodie on?
We weren't fucking. I was just sucking his dick.
Oh. Okay. Well,
it wasn't very, like I said, it was my first hookup.
For head.
No, you do.
Really?
I prefer. Yeah, I don't like clothing on during any time.
But did he take his bottoms off? Or he just like slid them down?
He barely wanted to take off his bottoms. Like it was like a fight. I had to make him take off his like he literally was willing to keep his shoes on, like keep his pants scrunched up, and I was like, no, bro, like take these fucking shoes off, take these jeans off.
I mean, I'm not like mad at that. Because I feel like...
That's because you're a nigga.
I feel like that's some nigga shit. Like,
that's some nigga
shit. I don't know
shit.
If I'm getting butt naked to just get head.
But
like,
gotten butt naked, had he had worked with a nigga, he might have gotten
some ass.
He might have got some ass. Because okay. I mean, I was prepared.
But maybe he just went ahead, though.
Maybe he... Look, either way it goes, it wasn't... For me, it wasn't a very pleasurable
So that
experience.
Was the last time you talked to him?
Yeah, we didn't. Ooh, okay. We texted.
He's canceled.
Yeah, he's canceled.
Next case. Next case.
Like
I'm sorry, he could have took the hoodie off. I understand.
Yeah,
maybe socks. Like,
but why though? If you're just getting your dick sucked and it's just like a
but
hookup.
But the hoodie though, a hoodie. It was a bright
like,
yellow ass hoodie.
Fuck with socks on, so it's just like
I don't. And that I don't understand.
Also,
take your socks
no,
off.
No, get naked.
I don't. What you?
We didn't have sex with my socks on.
You with your socks on, but I don't put. I take the socks off.
Yeah. Get naked. Like, first of all, why? If you can't get naked, we shouldn't be getting intimate. Like, if you have a problem with taking your clothes off in front of me,
okay.
Then we shouldn't be fucking.
But I feel like it's a certain lack of intimacy when you're hooking up, though.
But I don't believe in that.
Like, if I'm just meeting you offline, like, we're not about to be,
that's
like,
true.
Taking our clothes off, making love, lighting candles, tongue kissing, caressing, massage oils. Like, you're not getting all that. Like,
I mean, I don't want all that, but I do.
Dick?
I just want.
You're going to get the dick.
Okay. You just go get this dick.
You're
okay.
Just gonna get this dick.
Well, now
next case.
You're just gonna get this dick.
I'm taking my socks off. I'm getting naked.
Cause you gay, yo. You taking your.
We're all gay
off.
In this room.
You lighting candles. You putting flowers down. Turn up
look,
brightness.
I was like, I light all the candles, cut flowers
that's right,
for
Daryl.
All the rooms.
That's right, Daryl. That's how you supposed to do it.
Okay.
How you supposed to get me in the mood with motherfucking socks and motherfucking hoodie?
I'm lighting Diptyque candles.
Right.
Shit.
Thank you. Shit.
$90 candles for that.
I've
ass.
Seen people have sex like fully clothed and they just like pull their like shorts.
Oh, absolutely not. Next case.
Oh my gosh, like next those case. Videos from Miami of all the people.
Freak neck.
Break.
Freak so neck. Who's the loudest in the bedroom?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, Daryl for sure.
Are you a talker or are you like a are you a moaner?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a both too.
I'm a direction talker.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Like I tell you to spit in it.
Ooh. Oh,
I need a lime. I'm gonna need a lime for my Hennessy.
What?
Spit in it?
Yeah.
Like in the hole?
Yeah.
Like spit on that shit.
Yeah.
Are you like a cursor, like vulgar, like
give me
that dick, nigga?
No.
Okay, we are. Hey.
Yeah.
That's too much. I mean, I might say give me that dick, or when I'm sucking dick, I might say, you know, yeah.
No, say it.
I might just be like, I like the way it tastes.
You know? Okay. This dick tastes good.
Yeah, but I'm not.
So you're into the dirty talk.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who is it? Yeah, like, who's quiet during sex?
Quiet
sex is awkward.
Yeah, and no, I'm like, good. I'm a talker.
No,
a yeller, screamer.
Mm.
Neighbors know my name.
Ain't no yelling. Okay.
You sure?
Oh. Yeah, it's again, ain't no yelling.
Because yelling's like pain.
Mm.
It's all pleasure, baby.
Sometimes.
It's all pleasure.
Pain is pleasure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The craziest place the two of you have had sex.
Anthony, answer.
Oh my gosh. We literally just answered this question like 3 or 4 days ago. Yeah. So we were in Canada, Toronto.
Shout out to the six.
To be exact. Okay, Drake, relax.
View.
So we were in Toronto and there's this thing called the CN Tower, which is like this high ass tower. And there's a restaurant at the top of the tower, and the restaurant spins. So if you're in Toronto, you have to see it. It's like out of this world.
And I think it's on the Views album, isn't it?
Yeah, that's when he shot the album cover.
Yes. So that tower. So we had sex in the bathroom of that spinning restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was one of the moments where it was just like, let's just go to the bathroom.
Probably drunk off Hennessy.
Yeah, we just went in the bathroom, and next thing you know, we was in there for a little while.
Yeah,
fuck the game up.
Yeah,
favorite place to have sex?
I'd say in the bedroom. Okay. I think in relationships, it's kind of like we live together, like we in this bed, like it's kind of you just at one point you just turn around.
The bed is comfortable too, like. Yeah. Our bed is comfortable. We know how to maneuver it.
And you just turn over at one moment. You might be watching Black Panther. The next thing you know, you're having sex.
Okay.
Wait.
So what? You were in bootleg Black Panther?
Okay. So let's go there.
You just told on yourself.
Let's go there.
Oh my god.
We saw it in the movies.
Okay.
Okay. To be fair,
we need to cut this from the audio.
We saw it in the movie.
I want to be clear that I do not co-sign.
I wanted to see it again, and I was in the house, so I was like, "Yeah, I got the Amazon Fire Stick. What's up?" Yes.
We're gonna need to cut that. We're gonna need to cut that from the audio.
Y'all are laughing.
Living your truth.
Y'all are laughing.
Living your
hate mail and shit tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Add Daryl on all socials.
Who is the most experimental in the bedroom? Like, who's the first motherfucker to be like, "Let's try this, boo," because we ain't tried this before.
I mean, we're not like out here like trying crazy shit.
Well, no, but I mean, just I think, like stuff, you know, like who's be like, let's try with your leg this way. Or
Probably me then. Yeah, probably me.
It's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're not like anal beads and dildos, but like.
Bedroom candy.
I mean.
We do love a good fleshlight, though.
Yeah, fleshlights are cute.
We love a fleshlight.
I actually have never used a fleshlight or anal beads. You should get one.
Oh, you're missing out.
I have a dildo, though.
Okay. Okay. Get a fleshlight. Yeah.
I'm just.
Use them both at the same time.
And true,
that's game changer.
Okay. Yes, that is. I'm like, I don't know if I'm that crazy.
No, it'll change your life.
I never really enjoyed head until recently. I actually just had the best head I've ever received a week and a half ago.
Well, the fleshlight, it doesn't really feel like head. It feels more like you're fucking.
I'm straight bottom, so
and the deep voice like that bitch,
right?
Okay,
straight bottom, so
bitch, I was like, you was in jail talking about you was a bottom. But yeah, no, a fleshlight is like amazing.
Okay,
yeah. I think you should try it.
No, I'll try it.
Yeah,
I will.
You put some lube in it, lube it up, and
go to work. Go to work. You ain't gotta go to work. Okay. Work.
Does Bedroom Candy should have a fleshlight? She doesn't have that on her. Our repertoire right now.
We'll send you the brand of the one we have.
Okay.
Because she's legendary.
Ooh, come on, legendary.
Oh, she is.
She better be Beyonce. So who would y'all invite to join y'all? Like, what, who, if y'all were to have a threesome, who would y'all invite to anyone, any person to the threesome?
Well, I'll let Daryl take the lead on threesome question because he got cursed out the other day for talking about threesomes. So
So episode 75 of the Oprah show, there was a question that came up around threesomes. Yes. And TT and Gigi were discussing this, and TT asked me specifically, like, the relationship people in the room, would you have a threesome? And I was like, yeah, I'd have a threesome, but just not in my bedroom. And then she's like, okay, would you still have a threesome? And I'm like, yeah, we would have a threesome, but it would just have to be, you know, on vacation. It has to be somewhere else. It can't be like in Harlem somewhere where the people go and catch me. And so I'm just literally like, it has to be somewhere else. I don't have an actual person, you know, the rest is still unwritten.
Okay.
The rest is still unwritten, but I will definitely say it may happen. Okay. I just don't know who.
If you had a dream person, who would that dream?
Okay, so you're still asking for a person.
Ooh. Yeah,
okay.
Like a celebrity. Like, well, everybody
right now, we're both crushing on Michael Jordan.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. Like, yes. Okay. Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, if you're listening, babe.
We're interested.
If you're listening, please promote the podcast.
We're down. Okay. We're down if you're down. Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan. We're down if you're down. But no local girls.
No. Don't DM us about this.
Oh, either. No. Oh, no. Don't
the
do
DMs
that.
Are closed.
Closed like
the
a
DMs
motherfucker.
Are closed.
Okay. Case closed.
Next case.
All right. So that is. Oh, actually, one more question.
Oh, no.
I was about to close it out, but when was the last time y'all had sex? The girls want to know, aka what? The head doctress wants to know.
The head doctress wants to know. Probably what, Thursday?
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
We
had a night out. We went to Kiki's, the Greek restaurant. We were drinking wine, then we switched to whiskey.
Yeah, we went a whiskey mule, I think.
Whiskey
it was.
Mules, and then.
And we came home and we had an amazing sex.
We came home and we banged all night.
Yeah, it was for a long time.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, come on, bang.
It was like the long time where, like, last year, a little couple of days, like, damn.
Right,
that was
right,
good.
Right. Daryl tried to get it popping this morning, but I was tired.
And I was so mad, too. Like, I woke up and was just
like, girl, leave
do
me
we have
alone.
A, I was like, do we have time before the podcast? He was like, go take a shower. And I was like, so mad.
All right. Well. So now I gotta know, who is the person, who is the horniest? Usually,
I
who's
think
the
it
first
varies.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it varies.
It depends on the day.
Like, if I'm drinking Henny and I'm coming home, Lord, I'm Henny trying dick. To fuck.
Henny
like,
dick.
Not Henny
I
dick.
I'm trying to Henny, like
Henny dick.
I will wake him up like.
And I was just about to say, like, awake, baby? When he come with Henny dick, I usually didn't go out that night for some reason. Every time, because
we usually go out separately a lot, and so I'm usually coming home drunk.
When I did not go out that night, and I'll be like, all right, let's get it popping.
All right, so now we're going to do Bird Confessions, which are rapid fire questions, which is Ant's favorite section.
Oh, yes. I love it.
So.
Because I'm a flamingo.
All right. So.
Oh, wait, so are we both answering them? Or
yes. So.
At the same time?
So, no. So what we're going to do is we're going to go from one question to another. So when I'll say Ant or Daryl.
Okay. Okay.
So. Ant, what kind of bird are you?
A flamingo. Hello.
You didn't even let me. He know he flamingo. All right. All right. Daryl, favorite Ratchet song?
Oh, favorite Ratchet song?
Come on, it's rapid fire.
I know it's rapid fire, but I was like not ready for. Right now is like hot and ready, like Lil Caesar, City Girls.
Yeah,
like, anything by City Girls.
My babies right now are City Girls, so like
fuck
most Ratchet songs.
I need a nigga who gonna swipe them visas.
Okay, fuck it up.
Boy move.
Okay,
if you ain't gonna cut that check.
Now I'm like a pigeon. Like, that would be my bird. Just now I sound like a pigeon. Boy move.
You want a girl in Givenchy socks?
Okay.
All right. So, Ant, which one can get the ass first, street pharmacist or gangbanger?
Your bird. Street pharmacist.
Okay.
Hell yeah. They could buy me all the pieces.
Okay. Who would you fuck? Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff?
Ooh. Quavo.
Really?
Yeah.
Trash.
Down.
Yeah.
Down.
I'm down. Mm. Like, I'm not even, that, no question.
I'm
sorry.
Take off over here.
Offset. No.
I feel like I'm take off too.
Take off? Okay.
And I'm, see.
Take off.
See.
Hello.
And,
yeah. I just feel like.
And take off be having the best verses too.
But I feel like take off would be the type that'd be like a log. He would just lay there.
But you think Quavo is giving? I don't think any of them is giving good dick, to be completely honest.
He might bring me flowers.
Oh,
he might set a mood. Look, he might set a mood.
Or he might keep his hoodie on. You never know.
Oh, you never know.
All right. All right, Aunt. Knuck if you buck or back that ass up.
Oh, back that ass up. Of course.
Okay. Daryl, now laters or Jolly Ranchers?
Now laters.
Yes. I knew I loved you.
Ooh.
Aunt Keisha Cole or K. Michelle?
Oh, Keisha Cole, of course.
Good choice.
K. Michelle Darryl. Trash.
Ooh, dang. I actually like K. Michelle.
Bye, Kimberly.
Bye, Kimberly.
Daryl, Jocelyn, or Cardi B?
Ooh. This is a tricky one.
That is.
This is a tricky
one. The Puerto Rican princess?
Or, oh, my God.
Or Cardi?
I'm going to have to go with Jocelyn.
I would go with Jocelyn.
There would be no Cardi without Jocelyn. I'm sorry, Jocelyn didn't have the songs that could have made her Cardi.
But she could have been Cardi.
But she could have been Cardi.
If she had the right hits to stick like grits.
Yep. Get in my belly.
Oh my God. We're not going to
go there. So it's the inside joke. Sorry, guys.
This is rapid fire.
And Love and Hip Hop. Love and Hip Hop or Real Housewives of Atlanta, most likely.
Real Housewives, for sure.
We're more sophisticated than that.
We're classy.
Okay, Daryl, bundles or wig? Your bird.
Bundles?
No, a wig, a lace front, sis.
Sorry, I'm getting bundles still.
Okay, bundles. All right, all right. And Amber Rose or Kim Kardashian?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Kim.
Thank you.
And everything we had just went out the window.
That's fine.
I thought you were team.
Kris Jenner. Come on now.
That's
but still,
fine.
I
mean, I love both. That's a hard one.
I do. I do love both.
Shout out to the Oprah Rose show as well.
Shout out to Amber Rose. We love her.
So, Daryl, ass implants or lipo? Bird.
For myself or
for yourself?
General?
Yeah. If you're, I want you to go into your bird spirit. So, ass implants or lipo?
Ass implants.
What?
If I was a bird,
yeah, if you're a bird,
I don't need lipo. I don't need lipo.
Okay, so where are you getting your ass implants? DR Columbia.
Columbia.
Yes. Yes.
No, you should have said DR. We could have made a trip out of it. We
could have made a vacation out of it. You need the recovery. You need the recovery.
I ain't going to Columbia with you. You might not come back.
Right. Oh. And baby fat, apple bottom, or J Lo?
Oh, baby fat.
Okay. Okay. Daryl, a regular manicure or gel?
A regular manicure.
Crystal gel. Okay. You like crystal gel?
What the fuck? Gel? No, I don't even get polished. I get a buff.
Oh,
yeah, like the buff. I pay extra $5 for the buff. And I don't understand that because if I pay for the thing, for the buff, give me the thing. Just give it to me. And I
you can do
and
it.
And I want to keep it.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Aunt, this is. After hookup, if you're a bird, Uber or Lyft?
Uber.
Okay.
I don't know Lyft. Don't know her.
Oh, don't know her.
Never heard of her.
Daryl, IG model or video vixen?
Oh. Because it's different times. You're talking about the 2000s versus the
10s.
Mm-hmm. IG model.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Aunt, Shade Room or Ball Alert?
Oh, Shade Room.
Okay.
I do like the other one, Hollywood Unlocked Now, though, too. Ooh, Jason Lees. She's real good. She's coming up.
All right. This isn't a question that has pretty much the world has answered, but I still got to ask it. Okay. Tiger or Safari?
Safari.
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 I mean,
Safari, I praise your dick.
And Safari.
I've been liking Safari though, even before the dip.
Safari
driving down Lennox, and for a second I wanted to run after the car. Like, he looked so good. He was in a white Porsche. I was just like,
oh. What a fur.
With a fur, with the top down in the winter. And I was like, oh, should I chase the car down?
It's fine, as long as you invite me.
Yeah. Now that would be the threesome. Okay.
Okay. Just as long as you invite me. Just
but then
call
he'd
me.
Be trying to do both of us, and I'm not down with that.
No, that's not the threesome.
That's not the threesome. Tyga would let us do him, though. So maybe we should choose Tyga. Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's take that back. We choose Tyga. Tyga will be our power bottom.
He sure was.
Come on, power bottom.
All over that damn room. Tyga. all over that damn
our good
room.
Power bottom is,
yes.
is Tyga.
Which is all Tyga. Right.
And last question, last bird question.
Uh-oh.
Plan B or prayer?
I'm a
you a bird. Say, you're not a, you're not a bird, flamingo. Right? You're a pigeon. I want you to be
I'm
going to
say plan B. Like, I'm going to say plan B.
That's why they
if I'm a
it.
Bird, I got a plan B in my bag. So, like, after we fuck tomorrow, I'm popping the plan B on the way home.
That's why they made it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know bitches that pop plan B's like Tic Tacs. Okay.
Come as you are.
Yeah.
Come as you are.
Hey.
All right. So, now we're going to do our Zaddies of the Week. So, who would like to start with this? Which Zaddy of the Week is your one man that you would give it up to freely however he wanted it, whether he wanted you to be a power bottom, a power top, or whatever.
Whatever. Mine's would be Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, Daryl.
Yeah. With all those little wounds on him.
Oh my gosh. All his kills.
And the little twist out braids hanging to the side.
And the shoulders and the arms.
Oh, them shoulders and arms were big as fuck. Yeah. He could be our threesome too.
We said that already.
Yeah, so my Daddy of the Week is...
Zaddy. Your Zaddy.
Zaddy. Ooh, Zaddy. So my Zaddy of the Week is Big Sean, and okay. he's my Daddy of the Week because he did not cheat on Janae, and so he gets all the kudos from me.
Yes.
And they're just so cute together, and he's so cute, and I feel like he has a big dick, too.
Oh, my God.
And...
That's why he called Big Sean?
That's why he's called Big Sean. Yeah, so he's my Zaddy. Hey, all Big right. Sean, if you're listening...
Call us.
Call us. You could be our threesome too. Get in line.
And tell Janae she can film.
She Ooh. Can join. No, Janae can join. I'm not really into vagina, but Janae can join. She's so cute.
Everybody got a mouth job.
And they... Ooh.
Sorry.
Next game.
Wait, so good question. Before we go into my day of the week, have either one of you had sex with a woman before?
I have.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
What woman you had sex with?
Oh my gosh, this is high school. So this is like the 80s. Okay.
Not the 80s.
It's like high school.
So I have never had sex with a woman. I was a late bloomer. I didn't have sex till I was 19.
Oh, and I was after that. I was 22.
Oh, okay. Shout out to late bloomers. Yeah, so yeah, I've never had sex with a woman. I went straight to guys. I did try to eat a girl out, and that didn't go well. And I was just like, ooh, vagina is not for me.
Okay. I sucked a titty.
I did that, too.
I sucked a titty.
Same person, though. Like, sucked a titty, then went to the vagina. It was like, whoa!
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, a different thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love my women, though.
I was about to say, we love women, though.
Love y'all, but love y'all different than that.
Yeah.
I just like shoulders and dick. Shoulders and dick.
Women's shoulders?
No, I like shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Shoulders. Masculine.
Oh, okay.
Shoulders strong shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
With a strong dick to match.
Because
I'm a simple girl with a simple pussy.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Well, apparently it's tight.
Oh, my gosh.
And tight. Anyway, my Zaddy of the Week is actually I have a new IG crush.
Oh, okay. Ooh, who is he?
His name is A Sniper Jones. I don't know how I randomly. I think I found him on
your Explore page, because that's where all the niggas be.
No, so I think I found him on what's the one Into Black Guys.
Oh, wow, that's okay. A good page.
I think
too. And Men of Color be having some.
Oh, I never followed men. I found him, A Sniper Jones.
Because
we're about to pull him up right now.
I don't know. Yeah.
He popping too. Oh, he's travel. He's culture.
Yeah, yeah.
His page is curated.
Yes,
he got a nice beard.
He's a photographer. It's just nice muscles.
Yeah, this skin, that's muscles. Oh yeah, he looks like he'll beat the pussy up.
Oh, not the.
I don't know if he's gay, straight, or whatever.
He's straight.
Let's see.
Based on his IG.
No, it's a lot of girls following him.
Yeah, it's a lot
26.
Of girls.
26. Yeah, he's gay.
He got
that. Because, you know, like, IG will tell you, like, who's following.
You know, you got to go to who we follow. Look who we following.
I see that.
He's gay. Hey, A Sniper Jones.
We are not assuming A Sniper Jones.
We're not.
If you are homophobic, I don't want you trying to fight me. But if you are homophobic, you won't be my crush anymore.
But if you're interested in Savoy, his number is. It's like...
You don't need my number. Just holler at me.
Ooh. Okay, just come on, sure Alicia.
Just take your hoodie off.
Make sure you take your hoodie off.
Just make sure you. The only thing I ask.
He is cute though. This page is done.
Right. Anyways, so now we're gonna go into Bad Bitch Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Which is one woman we feel like deserves her flowers. So who, Daryl, who would you like to
see? Oh, I'm first?
Yeah, you go first.
To my women, happy Women's Month. We are still in the month of March, and it is Women's Month. So I'll say that first and foremost. So for all my black women, all my white women, all my Latina women, all my women of all races, all colors, you all deserve your flowers. But if I was to say someone in particular, Kris Jenner. And I'm going to say Kris Jenner because if she had a masterclass tomorrow, I am in the front row. I am taking notes. I am meeting her afterwards. We're doing lunch. I'm on the payroll. Like, it just kind of keeps spiraling. Yeah. And then, because
she's also one of those women that would never get awarded for anything.
She's not getting an award.
She's not getting a Grammy. She's not getting an Oscar. She's not getting, but she's done
She's
so
not
much.
Getting Model of the Year because, I mean, I don't know how her daughter got it, but those things happen and she's not going to get it.
Against Kendall.
I love Kendall. It's not a shame. I don't understand.
You'll get Kardashian hate mail tomorrow.
Shit.
You're going to get Kardashian and Black Panther hate mail.
Okay.
I want to be clear that Darryl's not associated with
Daryl on all social,
and he is not associated with the E Pray Thigh podcast in any way,
nor is he associated with Sessions with 66.
But to Anthony's separate branding, point, she will not receive any awards for the work that she has done, but she has done some amazing work because she's able to also like differentiate the relationship of a child and a manager, and that's difficult, I'm sure. Shout out to Kris Jenner.
Shout out to Chris. We love Chris.
Shout out, Chris. Okay. So, Ann, who's your Bad Bitch Hall of Fame inductee?
So, I would like to induct... I don't know if she's already been inducted, but I hope not. But I would like to induct J-Lo.
Actually, J-Lo has not been inducted.
Yes. So, I want to induct J-Lo because, first of all, she looks bomb as hell.
Yeah.
Second of all, she is a triple threat. We were talking about this the other day. She sings, she dances, she acts. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like J-Lo should get Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she would put on a bomb-ass show.
No, Rihanna gets Super Bowl this year. Y'all tripping.
Or Rihanna. Either way, I'm not mad at that. I wouldn't be mad at Rihanna. Well, this is not a fight.
I'm sorry, but
the Rihanna Navy has kicked in.
If Rihanna does not get it this year, I am not fucking. Well, I already don't fuck with this.
Okay,
NFL
well, Rihanna's last performance, The Wild Thoughts,
Sis was good.
Winded.
Sis was still good.
She was very winded.
Weather is good or bad, it's always live.
She was winded and weathered. But no, so
it's cloudy to my right.
I would be mad at Rihanna getting Super Bowl, but I do feel like J-Lo deserves a Super Bowl, and I'm giving her my flowers.
Yeah, because if we talk about
performers, she needs to be Bad Bitch Hall of Fame. Like, she's like top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing that J-Lo is an amazing performer as well as a bad bitch.
Yeah. I love her.
Deserves her flowers. She's fine, like wine. Like the older she gets, the better she looks.
Like, that's my goal, to just keep getting older and keep getting better.
Oh, yes. Like,
oh, she looks so.
This woman had an album, a TV show, and a reality TV show at the same time. All out at the same time.
And she keeps a man.
Keeps a man.
Like a good man too. Not like a bum, but like she keeps a good man.
Although there was that Casper period, but
that's true.
Everybody makes a mistake five times.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a mistake.
You know J-Lo got that good fire pussy.
Well, you know, Mariah's going through that as well right now. Mm. Her Casper moment.
Yeah. Mm. We all gotta go through it.
Sorry to put Mariah and J-Lo in the same conversation.
Don't know each other.
Look. But I feel like when you're working with someone like that, like you're on tour with them, you see them every day, it's easy to fall for them. So you can't fault them for that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, artists fuck their producers all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, you work in the music industry, so you
this is a known fact.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they fucked the artists always end up with their producers. But anyway, so like Christina Milian was with Kool and Dre,
and then the Dream.
It's like when you're in the studio making that magic.
I don't care what nobody say. Anne Marie and Rich Harrison, first album, I think they were fucking.
The second album too.
Yeah, but that second album was when they stopped fucking. Yeah. That's where
and Aaliyah and R. Kelly.
Yeah, see,
back in the day, they was doing it early. So,
yeah, they was doing it before.
Too early.
we don't speak over R. Kelly's name over here at the Eat, Pray, Die podcast because he's trash. But my Bad Bitch Hall of Fame is actually a good friend of mine. Okay. I'm not even going to say, I did not pick this. This is my first non-celebrity, but it's my friend Amber Watson, who is a producer at The Rundown with Robin Thede, which is on BET. And she produced a piece called Hidden Fighters, which was all about the black women who basically have fought against sexual harassment and how they kind of led that fight. So it was an amazing piece. If you have not seen it, please see it. Amber did an amazing job, and I'm just so proud of my
shout
friend.
Out to Amber.
I'm proud of my friend.
Aww. So wait, where can we see it at? Because I want to see it.
So the Robin Thede Show comes on every Thursday, but also there's a YouTube link which I'll send to. Mm-hmm. I will post in the description for the podcast as well. Oh, yeah. Send to there on it.
Yes.
Because I got to support my sis.
Yes. Yeah. Link below.
So yeah. Okay. So now we're just going, as we always do, we close it out with good bussy vibes, which is one quote. Yeah, which is one
good bussy vibes.
Good bussy vibes. Good bussy vibes. That's what I send good vibes from my bussy. There was a point in time where I didn't say good bussy vibes.
Okay, because good bussy calls, bitch.
Good bussy bitch.
Because I was getting a lot of trash niggas. But anyway,
good bussy bitch calls, bitch. That's Kaya. But she didn't say bussy, she said pussy. But you know,
pussy bitch.
Shout out to Kaya and T.S. Madison.
Shout out to T.S. Madison. You can keep.
Yeah, I think we're done with Kaya. We're going to still quote her.
She's been canceled.
We're going to still use her quotes because they're funny, but we don't support her.
Yeah, she's dead to me.
Ooh,
I spit on her grave.
Well, you're still checking for her and seeing what she's doing and who she's doing it with.
I'm not doing. I know I'm not. I've never checked for Kaya. I've always loved Miss T.S. Madison.
You didn't like the Queen's Court together?
Kaya is such a hatred just, I feel like it radiates from her pores. Like, it's like literally she sweats hatred. Like, she's so bitter, and I could never get into her. But yeah. T.S., everything. We love
T.S.
Love mama.
I love Kaya too. I feel like she's so funny. But I do agree. Like, she has a lot of like internal issues.
Yeah, go see a therapist, sis. So funny. I can recommend one. Yeah. Because mine is phenomenal.
You know, black people don't go to therapy.
Shit, this black Disney girl over here do. Shout out to my therapist. She's amazing.
Shout out to your therapist.
So good bussy vibes. And the quote is, forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. Maya Angelou.
Wow.
Ooh.
So
say it again for the people in the back.
Okay. Like forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. Maya Angelou.
Yes.
And this has been important. Speaking to me because I've been dealing a lot. And part of my healing process has been about just forgiveness.
What are you healing from?
And who are you forgiving?
I'm forgiving a lot of people.
You just got real deep.
As well as myself.
We took it back to pray.
Okay. You're right.
We have left thought land and we're back to church.
Look, I loved how Dara asked this question. So if you follow Instagram, I've been talking a lot about healing. So just to close this show out, I haven't actually fully gone through it. So in the fall of 2017, I went through the worst depression I've ever been through, which I didn't think would be possible after my father passed away in 2013. Mm-hmm. So just kind of was spending a lot of time in the bed. I was damn near worshiping a nigga who ended up becoming a fuck nigga. But once again, we won't spend too much time on him. Because I spent too much time on him then. Mm-hmm. And just was dealing with a lot. And even had a moment where I thought about suicide. So, it was very brief. It was maybe like 5 minutes. But still. Yeah. With that process, I've been...
I'm going to give you a hug after this, baby. I'm your friend and I need to know that. But I'm listening.
I've been like...
On to me, baby.
I started therapy. In September, the end of September, and I've been going therapy, just overall healing. Like I said, forgiving myself, forgiving others.
Yeah.
Letting shit go, because I have been holding on. There's a lot of shit, like you, kind of to deal with your point, your past. So the best way, my counselor or therapist, I don't know, she says she prefers counselor. The best way she described it was 32 years of trauma just finally caught up with me. So, I'm much better now. I'm at a 5.
Out of what scale?
Out of a 10.
But what scale is this?
Of my cup being full.
Okay.
So like I'm at a 5, and which is good because around September I was at a 3, and then December, I probably dropped down to a 1. And then, so now I'm at a That's solid amazing. 5. Amazing
progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I might even be a solid 5.5. Let me go ahead. You know,
Bitch, round that off to a 6.
But I am in a much, 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 much better place. But it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. So yeah, but anyways, I would like to thank Daryl and Ant for coming today.
Thank you
here.
For inviting us.
Thank y'all for being my first
and popping
couple.
My podcast cherry.
Yes. You're not a virgin no more.
I ain't a virgin no more.
Really quick, I just want to make sure everybody, make sure you like and subscribe to 66 Poppy on YouTube. Ooh.
Yes, come
make
on
sure come on Christian with okay. the plug.
Make sure you send me florals and flower arrangements.
Turn up your brightness.
To turn up your brightness. Hashtag turn up your brightness.
Yes,
also check out the Oprah Rose Show, and of course, eat, pray, thought.
Yes.
Like and subscribe. Leave like a comment. Yes. Tell a thought.
To tell a thought.
Tell a thought. Tell a thought.
Okay. I love
and
it.
And that good. Includes your tell mama, tell her too. Okay. Because your mama was a thought at one time. That's how you got here.
Hello. Well, all the Freaknik talk recently, she might have been down there.
You might have been conceived there. But anyway.
Oh, when she meet the real daddy. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Bye. Bye, Daryl. Bye, Ann. Thank y'all for coming. Bye. Thank you, Todd. Bye.
Bye.